టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 118 179 ఆన్వర్డ్స్ హీ స్టార్టెడ్ గివింగ్ ఫీడ్బ్యాక్. అరే మూర్ఖ, అప్పనార కలీలు సర్వనాశ్, కలి కైలి సర్వనాశ్, ద్వైత ఈశ్వరేతర నాహిక విశ్వాస్. సో బికాస్ దిస్ బెంగాలీ పోయెట్ brought Lord Chaitanya down to the level of a soul, and Lord Jagannath's body, he compared it with a material body, wooden form or whatever. So he doesn't have sufficient faith on the supreme position of these lords. That's what his explanation indicates. So Sarup Damodar Goswami is chastising him. Purnananda Chit Swarupa Jagannath Raya తారె కైలి జడ నిశ్వర ప్రాకృత కాయం. జగన్నాథ్ ఈజ్ కంప్లీట్లీ స్పిరిచువల్ అండ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ పూర్ణ ఆనంద, అండ్ యూ కంపేర్డ్ హిమ్ విత్ డల్ డిస్ట్రక్టబుల్ బాడీ కంపోజ్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్నర్ట్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఎనర్జీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. సో మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పర్పోర్ట్స్ ఆర్ జస్ట్ ఎంఫసైజింగ్ ఆన్ దిస్ వన్ పాయింట్. ఎస్టర్డే వీ ఎలాబరేట్లీ డిస్కస్డ్ ఆల్రెడీ, ఇన్ ద ప్రిల్యూడ్ ఓన్లీ వీ డిస్కస్డ్ సమరీ ఆఫ్ ద హోల్ ఇన్సిడెంట్. సో there is no difference between the Lord's form and his personality. The person and personality, both are same. The person and the form, Swarupa. So there is no difference between body and soul there. If one thinks that the form of Jagannath is an idol made of wood, he immediately brings ill fortune to his life. So, 119. Purna Shadaishwarya Chaitanya Swayam Bhagavan తారె కైలి క్షుద్ర జీవ స్ఫులింగ సమాన్. సో ద లార్డ్ ఈజ్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ స్వయం భగవాన్ విత్ ఆల్ ఆప్యులెన్సెస్, బట్ యూ కంపేర్డ్ హిమ్ విత్ ఎ క్షుద్ర జీవ. స్ఫులింగ సమాన్ మీన్స్ ఎ స్పార్క్ ఆఫ్ ఫైర్. వైల్ హీ ఈస్ ద ఫుల్ ఫైర్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద జీవాస్ ఆర్ లైక్ స్పార్క్స్, యూ కంపేర్డ్ హిమ్ టు బి స్పార్క్ అండ్ నాట్ ఫైర్. సో దట్స్ అ వెరీ గ్రేవ్ మిస్టేక్. అండ్ ప్రపద్ కోర్స్ మమేవాంశో జీవలోకే జీవభూత సనాతన దిస్ వర్స్. సో ఆన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ ప్లాట్ఫామ్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ బాడీ అండ్ సోల్. సో ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ బాడీ అండ్ సోల్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్స్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ ఏ కండిషన్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ. దర్ ఆల్ ఈస్ లార్డ్ ఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ ఎనర్జీ, దేర్ ఫర్ హీ ఈస్ నాట్ డూమ్డ్ టు బి కవర్డ్ బై ది మెటీరియల్ ఎనర్జీ లైక్ అన్ ఆర్డినరీ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ. నెక్స్ట్ సర్వదామోదర్ గోస్వామి కంటిన్యూడ్. ద్వైఠాయ అపరాధే పాయిబి దుర్గతి అతత్వజ్ఞ తత్వవర్ణే తార ఏ రీతి. బికాస్ యూ కమిటెడ్ ఎన్ అఫెన్స్ టు బోత్ ది లార్డ్స్, యూ విల్ అటెండ్ హెలిష్ కండిషన్స్, యూ మస్ట్ బి కండెమ్డ్. సో ఆర ఏక కరియాచ పరమ ప్రమాదం దేహ దేహి భేద ఈశ్వరే కైలే అపరాధ. సో యు ఆర్ ఇన్ కంప్లీట్ ఇల్యూజన్. యూ డిస్టింగ్విష్ బిట్వీన్ బాడీ అండ్ సోల్ ఆఫ్ జగన్నాథ్ అండ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య, దట్స్ ఎ గ్రేట్ అఫెన్స్, అపరాధ అండ్ ప్రమాద. సో ప్రపోజ్ సేస్ అవజానంతి మాం మూఢ మానుషిం తనుమాశ్రిత. వెన్ ఎవర్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ డిసెండ్స్ ఇన్ ఎ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ, ఇన్ ఎ బాడీ నాట్ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ, ఇన్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ ఫామ్, in a human form, martyavataram, then ordinary people will misunderstand his divine position. So the living entities are fragmental portions of the Lord, and it is not that they are covered by the material energy in conditioned life and become one with the Lord when freed from influence of material energy. That idea is also offensive. So equating a jiva to the Supreme Lord is offensive, and bringing the Supreme Lord down to the level of jiva is offensive. Their difference is eternal. They both are eternals, and the difference between them is also eternal. Jiva cannot become Supreme Lord one day. So even in the material world, his lordship retains his spiritual identity. Therefore, Krishna exhibited all opulences even in the childhood body. There is no distinction. Although Krishna is appearing like an infant, still he has the potency to kill Putana, Shakatasura, వత్సాసుర్, తృణావర్త, భకాసుర్, ఎక్సెట్రా ఎక్సెట్రా. స్టిల్ హీ హ్యాస్ ద పొటెన్సీ. And he doesn't have to change the form also. He doesn't become big. Only in Aghasur he expanded his size. But all other Leelas, he was like same child or infant baby. And still he killed so many demons. So Krishna's body is always transcendental, whichever age he may be in. Etad ishanam ishasya prakriti sthopi tad gunaihi na yujyate sadatmasthair yatha buddhihi tadashrayaha. So even a devotee also becomes great and divine and transcendental if he takes to devotional service of Krishna. What to speak of the Supreme Lord? So the other day we discussed, yesterday only, Sanatana Goswami's body is spiritual. If a devotee's body can become spiritual by engaging in devotional service, what to speak of Krishna's body? How can it be a material at any time? So there is a great siddhantic deviation in what this poet, Bengali poet, wrote. So one two two. Ishwarera nahi kabhu deha dehi bhedam. Swarupera swarupa deha chidananda nahi kavi bhedam. At no time there is a distinction between the body and the soul of the Supreme Lord. But in the conditioned state, our bodies and souls are different. What is applicable to a Baddha Jiva, you can't apply to the Supreme Lord. There is no distinction between the body and the soul of the Supreme Lord at any time. Deha dehi vibhagoyam neshware vidyate kvachit. And he quotes two verses of Brahmaji's prayers in 3.9. Natah param paramayad bhavata swarupam. The essence of these two verses is that the Lord has a supreme form, and the present form that Brahmaji was seeing, he was seeing actually Garbhodaksha Vishnu Swam. So this Swam is completely spiritual, it is auspicious for all the universes, and it is the source of so many other spiritual forms also, various incarnations also. So thus, Lord's personal form is always spiritual, and one who speculates that he has a material form will only go to hell. Krishna has only one material form, that is Virat Rup. All other forms that he manifests are spiritual. Next, Kaha Purnananda Ishwarya Krishna Maheshwaram. Kaha Kshudra Jiva Dukhi Mayara Kinkaram. So where is Purna Ananda Aishwarya? Krishna Maya Ishwara. Mayeshwara means the Lord of material energy, external energy. Where is that Krishna? And where is this Kshudra Jiva who is always Dukhi? Mayara Kinkara, he is a servant of illusory energy. That's the difference between the Lord and Supreme Lord and the Jiva. And this verse is quoted. Haladinya Samvidaslishtaha. The Supreme Lord and the Supreme Controller is always in bliss and is accompanied by potencies like Haladini and Samvit. And conditioned soul is always covered by ignorance and embarrassed by threefold miseries. Thus he is a treasure house of all kinds of tribulations. Treasure house of tribulations. That's the description of conditioned soul. And Purna Ananda Aishwarya Mayeshwara. That is the description of Krishna. So you can't equate them. Suni Sabha Sadera Chitte Haila Chamatkar Satya Kahe Gosai Duhara Kariyache Tiraskar. Now when this Bengali poet spoke out this verse, all the devotees there, including Bhagavan Acharya, they said, wow, wonderful, wonderful verse, excellent verse, exceptional verse. And as soon as Sarup Damodara Goswami gave the right explanation and identified the philosophical deviations that are there in that verse, they said, oh, what Sarup Damodara Goswami said is correct. Kaila Tiraskar. They rejected this poet. So, when the devotee is neophyte, he doesn't have sufficient Shastric understanding, he may tend to believe anyone and everyone. And he may tend to hear and trust the statements that apparently seem to be explaining spiritual subject matters. But actually what glitch they have What shortcomings they have can actually be identified by some matured and experienced devotees. So, what seems to be very innocent description or glorification of the Lord turned out to be a great philosophical deviation. It's not that this Brahman is offensive to the Lord Chaitanya. It's not that he has no devotion to Lord Chaitanya. It's not that he purposely want to blaspheme Lord Chaitanya. But he has insufficient understanding of the position of Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath. Improper understanding for whatever reason he has acquired. Right? So now there are blasphemers, Mayavadis. They may equate the Lord and the living entity. They may consider the Lord's incarnations to be influenced by Maya, etc., etc. They may say that Krishna Swami is also composed by Maya. He is also influenced by karma. So blasphemers may say that, but he is not a blasphemer. He is an innocent person, who, a very genuine person actually, this Bengali poet, who attempted to do something which is beyond his capacity. Getting right? So after Swarup Damodar Goswami gave this feedback, he became very humble and he fell at the feet of Swarup Damodar Goswami. I'm sorry, please forgive me. He said, that reaction will come later, we'll discuss more. So when Bengali poet heard this chastisement from Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was ashamed, fearful and astonished. Indeed, being like a duck in the society of white swans, he could not say anything. You see? Now, we need to understand, who is a blasphemer of Krishna, who has inimical tendencies, and who is a innocent devotee who does not have sufficient understanding of Krishna. There are two things. Right? So, when someone does a simple, honest, simple mistake, it may be grave mistake, but he didn't intend to do that mistake. He just did something which is beyond his capacity. So, poetry, writing a poetry with insufficient knowledge of philosophy, insufficient understanding of the technical aspects of poetry is what he has done. But it's not that he purposely wanted to blaspheme Krishna, that blaspheme Lord Chaitanya or blaspheme Lord Jagannath. That intention was not there in him. Otherwise, he would not have ashamed. He would not have been ashamed like this. Right? So then, seeing his genuinity, seeing his like a simple nature and willingness to correct himself and humility, Swarup Damodar Goswami became kind to him. Getting right? When we are correcting people, we need to do the needful to correct their wrongdoing, but we should not be inimical towards them if they are honest. Right? So we cannot discourage them. You may discourage them to do certain thing that he is not qualified to do, but you can't discourage him to do devotional service if he is inclined to do devotional service. There are some people who just blaspheme Krishna. That people, it's very clear. We need to keep safe distance from them. We should not get into them. We should not associate with them. If needed, wherever possible, you need to even counter them and prove them wrong also. All these things are there. But within the devotee circle, when some devotee is doing some small mistakes because of lack of certain knowledge or understanding, we can just be kind to them, just correct them for what he has done, and then he can improve. Right? So like the other day I was giving an example, a Nigdi, one of our devotees. So he just went into the kitchen and because of some habit, he just took some thing that is being cooked, carrot or something like that, I don't remember. Right, so definitely before cooking bhoga and offering it to the deities, you can't just go into the kitchen and eat. And kitchen is not a place to eat. Kitchen is a place to cook and there is another place to eat. Right, but because of whatever innocent background, maybe his mother is cooking and then he may be eating like that, whatever. He just ate it and he didn't mean to do anything. So, and he agrees his mistake and he doesn't do it later. That's wonderful. Fine. That mistake has to be rectified. You may have to clean that place and then again cook bhoga or something like that. You do the needful there, but don't reject such people. Getting right? So this person What he has done is a mistake, but he is not supposed to be rejected. He is not supposed to be thrown out of devotee society. The mistake he has done, the philosophical deviation, is really grave. We have to, basically, you see, the previous verses, what Swarupa Damodar Goswami said, it's filled with repetition. Only one point he is saying. He says that the Lord's body and the Lord are same. There is no distinction of body and soul when it comes to the spiritual plane. And same thing Prabhupada is also writing. If you have to give the summary of the whole thing, you can write in few lines. But there is a lot of elaboration on this one point. Because that point has to be hammered so much so that it just sinks into the mind of a person who is not familiar with this concept. Right? That's why there is a lot of repetition in the last 6-7 pages. So that point, that thing Swarupa Damodar Goswami did thoroughly. But he also understood the genuinity of the person and accommodated it. Right? Tara dukha dekhi sarupa sadaya hridaya. Upadesha kaila tare yaiche hitahaya. Seeing the dukha, the regret or unhappiness of this Bengali poet, Swarupa Damodar Goswami became very compassionate. Sadaya hridaya. So chastisement given by a person whose heart is not compassionate, he is actually not supposed to chastise. He has no adhikar to chastise. Chastisement means, if you chastise, your heart should be filled with compassion and concern and kindness and affection. You are chastising because he needs that chastisement, because what he has done is wrong. He needs to be rectified. But at heart, you are always kind towards him. If without that kindness, if chastisement only comes, then the background of the chastisement could be envy, maliciousness, no kindness. So with that kind of chastisement, we only discourage people. So, but if we correct people with a compassionate heart, with a well-wishing heart, then the other person will get the vibes. He will get the vibrations and he will not take offense. He will improve himself. But even if you do it with a well-wishing heart, if the other person is misunderstanding, it's between him and Krishna, it's up to him. But the person who is chastising should have the real intent. The intent behind chastisement and purpose behind chastisement should be actually with a well-wishing heart and concernful heart, not to disgrace the other person or demean the other person or insult him or blaspheme him or just throw him out. That's not the need. That's not the intent of a devotee. So there is always a starting point. This Bengali poet is just beginning to, write poetry, and there was a mistake because of insufficient understanding of philosophy. Now he will sit with devotees, he will study Bhagavatam, he will take their guidance and he will get better understanding of philosophy, and then he will write poetry nicely, wonderful, excellent, like that. So he is growing. So what he has done should not be accepted now because of some philosophical mistakes in that. But what he has done is actually in one sense useful to him, because he got the right understanding from a right person. Right? So what Swarupa Damodar Goswami has done is actually useful to this person also, so that he can improve later. Like that. If Swarupa Damodar Goswami has not reviewed it, and different other people are also glorifying its left, right, center, so what would happen? That will become a philosophy. People will think that is true. Because you get more votes, that gets more attention, and people will think that this is correct. So a leader should allow people to grow, and a part of allowing people to grow or making people to grow is tolerating their mistakes and rectifying their mistakes with a well-wishing heart. Right? Chastisement is needed, but with a well-wishing heart and compassionate heart. Sadaya hridaya. Next 131. Yaha bhagavata pada vaishnaverasthane ekanta ashrayakara chaitanya charane. So yaha bhagavata pada. Read Bhagavatam. Vaishnaverasthane. In the association of devotees. and ekanta ashraya gar chaitanya charane and take shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. We can study Bhagavatam in the association of devotees when we have blessings of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, if we take shelter of those lotus feet. So, nowhere does Srimad Bhagavatam say that Bhagavatam should be heard for 1 week from professionals. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya is mentioned. So, one should associate with devotees and study Bhagavatam to develop the right understanding of the scripture about the Supreme Lord. Folks of men go to hear jugglery of words that cannot awaken their dormant love for Krishna. The result is that members of the audience remain in the same position of Graham Andhakupam. So when you hear Srimad Bhagavatam from someone, and if there is no transformation in the heart after hearing also, such a speaker is not presenting the right philosophy. Of course, the recipient also should have certain qualification. Basically, Prabhupada is emphasizing here the point that people may go to professional reciters and hear Bhagavatam for 1 week, and the person who is speaking may have materialistic purpose of earning money or earning fame, and this person just pays some donation to him and thinks that I have made a lot of spiritual advancement or I got pious credits, and there is no transformation in his character also. That kind of combinations are not they are not very effective in terms of bringing transformation in people. But on the other hand, what is that verse? Tanno bhavanvai bhagavat pradhano mahattam ekanta parayanasya hare rudaram charitam vishuddham susrushatamno vitanotu vidvan. The quality of a speaker is bhagavat pradhana. He keeps Lord Krishna as the prime object of his life. He is a devotee, basically. Practicing or perfected, basically, he has his pranadhan, Krishna. He is a worshipper of Krishna. He is a devotee of Krishna. Bhagavat pradhana. Krishna is like a primary object in his life. And a hearer is susurushatamno. He is very eager to hear. And the subject matter is Harir Udaram Charitam Vishuddham. It's the spotless glories of Lord Hari. When this combination is there, that kind of discussion is very effective. Effective for the hearer, effective for the speaker, effective for the audience, and effective for all future generations. That discussion will be discussed again and again and again by all the future generations. That's what we are doing. We are discussing what Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj spoke, what Suta Goswami and Namisharanya says discussed, what Vidura and Maitreya discussed. So the pure intent of the speaker and hearer will matter a lot. So that's what Prabhupada is saying, that the result is that members of audience remain in same position, grihamandha kupum, if that intent is not there. One should hear Bhagavatam from a person who, one should hear Bhagavatam from a person who has no connection with material activities, or from a Vaishnava, Paramahamsa. Next, Chaitanya Bhakta Ganera Nityakara Sangha Tabeta Janiba Siddhanta Samudra Taranga. Chaitanyara Bhaktaganera Nityakara Sangha. Regularly you should associate with Lord Chaitanya's devotees. Tabeta Janiba Siddhanta Samudra Taranga. Then you will be able to understand the waves of the ocean of devotional service, the conclusive truths of devotional service. Bhakti Siddhanta Samudra Taranga. Waves. So we will be able to understand the intricacies. Initially we may have a superficial understanding of devotional service, of the process and all. Basic understanding we have. Okay, Sravanam Kirtanam, we have to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So just in the association we are given that basic understanding. So day by day we need to deepen that understanding by deeper study, deeper hearing. Right? The understanding that we had 2 years back was not as much as that we have now. What is the difference? Difference is, in these 2 years, we associated with devotees and we studied the scriptures and we practiced, we tried to apply what we have studied also as much as possible. And that's why there is more assimilation, more understanding. And after 5 years, you will understand better. Right? So, at no point we can claim that I have the complete, perfect understanding of philosophy or the scripture.
it keeps on getting upgraded. But whatever understanding we have currently, it may be incomplete understanding, but it should not be incorrect understanding. Getting right, there is a difference. The subject matter may be very deep, and you may not have understood it very deeply. Your understanding may be on the surface, but that superficial understanding is also wonderful, if it is in line with the acharyas. And the more you study more commentaries, or you read more purports, and you will go to the word-to-word meaning of it, you personally will practice devotional service, that understanding will increase. Right? It will become deeper. The verse that you are reading now, and after 2 years you read it, you will see the same verse in a deeper light. So Bhagavatam is a person, it reveals. Bhagavatam reveals more. You interact with your friends. So when you are interacting with your friends, because in the beginning of Vidyapeeth, you don't know each other, the frequency of interaction and the amount of time you spend when you interact with each other is very less initially, because you don't know each other, there's not much common subject matter. But, and there's not much trust level, you may not reveal your heart completely, you may not feel the confidence to speak certain personal issues or personal understandings or problems or some other things with your friend when the relationship is very new. After some time, you feel the confidence to reveal more of your heart to a person because the relationship increased. Bhagavatam also is like that. Bhagavatam will reveal to us more when we associate with Bhagavatam more. It's a person, right? So, but we should not have incorrect understanding. Understanding is incomplete. At any point it's incomplete because there is more to it. You cannot completely understand at any point anyways. It's Krishna, unlimited. But we should not have any wrong understanding. So the glories of Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya are unlimited. He may not have understood all of them. But he has a wrong understanding. He brought down Lord Chaitanya to the level of soul. He brought down Jagannath's body to the level of an ordinary wooden form. That's an incorrect understanding. So Sarva Damodar Goswami told, associate with devotees regularly. For then, only you will understand the waves of the ocean of devotional service. Next. It is clearly to be understood in this connection that the followers of Mahaprabhu, their way of devotional service, they are perfect knowers of absolute truth. If one immediately follows the principles of Lord Chaitanya by associating with his devotees, lusty desires for material enjoyment will vanish from one's heart. The sound system is proper. Okay. Next, 133. Only if you follow the principles of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees will your learning be successful. Tabeta Panditya Tyomara Hayube Safala Krishnara Swarupa Leela Varniba Nirmala. One may do some self-study and think that I am understanding. But yeah, self-study is needed. Self-study is needed, definitely, of course. But if one is in his own world, and along with that studying, if there is no association of devotees, if there is no service to devotees, if there is no service to the Lord and other Vaishnavas in general, so the understanding is not complete. One may have his own conceptions. In the association of devotees, our understanding gets refined. Right? If we hear from different devotees, we need not be from so many people also. We need not read so many books also. We may assume that what I understood from this book, by reading this book on my own, is complete, is perfect. But if we hear from other devotees, then we learn how they understood, right? We can learn deeper perspectives and our understanding can get refined also. That's why along with study, if there is association and seva, then we can assimilate the subject matter better. If there is only study, then the remaining mind space that we have, which we could have spent in associating with devotees and serving devotees, if that much space, that gap, will be filled with a desire to speculate, analyze, and find out different perspectives and propose one's own theories. Right? So everybody is given certain bandwidth that has to be nicely divided amongst Guru, Sadhu and Shastra and Seva. So if one has only intellectual engagement, if it does not have association of devotees, and if it does not have some service in the association of devotees, then one's scholarly tendencies might take him to a different direction also. May not be always, but sometimes there is a possibility also. Right? So to assimilate the subject matter, we need to serve devotees also, not just associating with sound vibration. That's wonderful, that's needed, but service is also there. Durapahi alpatapasa seva vaikunthavartmasu yatropagiyate nityam deva devo janardana. So such opportunity to serve Vaishnavas is extremely rare. And if one gets service to Vaishnavas, along with opportunity to study the scripture, hear the scripture, learn the scripture, that combination is wonderful. That he is recommending Sangha also. He didn't say, go back and read nicely and then come back and write a better poetry. He didn't say that. He said, associate with devotees and study Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. If you alone study, not sure whether your understanding is proper or not. Along with study, if you associate also, then you can be assured. You must be having experiences also. I had a lot. I read, I understand in a certain way, but when I hear the explanation of that thing from another devotee, oh, there's more to it. Wonderful. Like that. Only if you follow the principles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his devotees, your learning will be successful. Tabeta panditya tomara haibe safala. Safala means fruitful. Now he gives another explanation. You have composed this verse to your great satisfaction, but the meaning you gave is offensive. Filled with offense both to Lord Jagannath and Mahaprabhu also. So you wrote it irregularly, but Saraswati has a different understanding, different meaning. Using your same words, she gave a different understanding to this. And she does it often. Sometimes demons blaspheme the Lord. Sometimes demigods also blaspheme the Lord. Indra blasphemed Krishna. So Indra said, Vachalam, Balisham, Stabdam, Agnam, Panditamaninam, Krishnam, Martyam, Upashritya, Gopame, Chakrurapriyam. So Indra chastised Krishna. When? When he lifted Govardhan Hill. Not lifted, when he proposed Govardhan Puja. So according to Indra, Vachala, where is Ganganath Chetanru? He's sick. So Vachala means talkative, Balisha, childish, Stabdha means impudent, and Agnam means ignorant, Murkha is not there, Pandita Maninam, thinking oneself to be a Pandit. So these are the words that Indra used, but Saraswati gave a different explanation. So Saraswati said Vachala means one who speaks according to Vedic philosophy. Balisha, it's childish, but it can also be called childlike, innocent, means pure, no malice. That's what Balisha, so pure like a child. Stabdham, one meaning is impudent. Stabdha. So one may be called, or one who offers obeisances to no one. This is the meaning of the word stabdha. So, there is no one to accept obeisances for that person. Means, he need not offer obeisances to anyone. So like that, stabdha. Then agna is ignorant. Agna can also mean agna. There is nothing for him to be known. Everything is known to him. That is agna. Panditera manya patra haya pandita mani. If one thinks that oneself is a pandit, he is called panditamani. But panditamani can also mean that he is honored by pandits. Pandits will respect him. Like that.
And Martya also, the word Martya also is used. Martya means an ordinary human being. But from Krishna's perspective, from Saraswati's perspective, that Martya means he, Krishna, mercifully descended as a human being out of his kindness towards his devotees. So like that, Mother Saraswati gave positive interpretations to the blasphemous words of Indra. Similarly, when Varahadev spoke to Hiranyaksha, chastised Hiranyaksha also, Saraswati gave positive meanings. When Shishupal and Jarasandha blasphemed Krishna, then also Saraswati gave positive meanings. Similarly, when this Bengali poet wrote a verse that has a blasphemous meaning according to himself, Saraswati gave a positive interpretation to that verse. Clear?
Like that. Jarasandha kahe Krishna Purusha Adhama. Jarasandha said Krishna is Purusha Adhama, means lowest of human beings. But Purusha Adhama can also mean Purusha Adhama. All Purushas are Adhama, lower than him. He's Purushottama. That's what Purusha Adhama can mean.
So, interpreting Sanskrit words to glorify Krishna is bona fide.
But interpreting Sanskrit verses to blaspheme Krishna is not bona fide. You may say, hey, you are critical about people who interpret Shastras, and what are you doing then in the name of Saraswati? You are also interpreting. Yes. Vedaischa sarvai rahameva vedyo vedantakrit veda videva chaham. All Vedas are glorifying Krishna ultimately. All Vedas are meant for glorification of Krishna, worshipping Krishna. So if one Sanskrit statement is interpreted in such a way that it glorifies Krishna, it's glorious. You can't call it misinterpretation.
Acharyas love Krishna so much, they can't tolerate any single word of Bhagavatam to be criticizing Krishna. It should only be glorifying Krishna. In that mood, with that motive, they give these positive interpretations. Right? This should not be seen as whimsical tendency or something like that.
So, and Jarasandha used another word to blaspheme Krishna, that is Bandhuhan. Bandhu is relative. Bandhuhan is one who kills relatives. That's what Jarasandha meant. But Bandhu is that which causes Bandhan, that is Maya. Bandhuhan means Krishna vanquishes Maya. See, nice meaning. Like that Saraswati gave. Shishupala also spoke so many things. Shishupala says that Krishna, you just lifted some lump of mud and call yourself Govardhandhari. You just killed some water snake and call yourself subduer of Kaliya. So people are just unnecessarily exaggerating your activities. Shishupala said like that. But actually, in comparison to what Krishna is, if an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Krishna can make millions of universes float in the outer space with perfect balance, why can't Krishna lift one mountain within that one universe, in one planet? It's actually as good as a lump of mud only for him, when you consider his strength. Right? And Kaliya is, of course, as good as a water snake compared to Seshanag, on whom an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Krishna sleeps. Right? Even Balramji was also thinking, I am Adisesha and Krishna ever plays with me like this. And now he is playing with this water snake. So the intent of Shishupala is blasphemous, but it turned out to be glorification of Krishna because of positive interpretation given by Saraswati Devi or Acharyas. Similarly, this person's verse is also interpreted now. Read 148 translation.
There is no difference between the Lord Jagannath and Krishna, but here the Lord Jagannath is fixed as absolute person appearing inward, therefore he does not move.
Continue.
Thus Lord Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although appearing as two, are one, because they are both Krishna, who is one alone.
So according to the poet, the meaning of his verse is that Lord Jagannath is the body, the deity, and Lord Chaitanya is the soul, and the soul entered the body
and making the body animate and purifying the world, something like that. He just gives some meaning. So Swarup Damodar Goswami says, actually there is no difference between Krishna and Jagannath. But Jagannath, he fixed himself in the form of a deity in the temple, and he doesn't move in one sense. He took the deity form, right? So therefore he does not move. And Sei Gaura, Sei Krishna, Sei Jagannath, you know. So Jagannath is Krishna. In the form of Jagannath, he is in the temple, he is not moving. And that Krishna is also Lord Chaitanya. So although Krishna appeared in two forms as Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya, one form Jagannath is not moving, other form Chaitanya is moving. Right? The supreme desire to deliver the entire world meets in two of them. For that reason, they are one and the same. They both are same because they have the desire to deliver everyone. Sakala samsari lokera karite uddhar gaura jangama rupe kaila avatar. To deliver these samsaris, materially affected people, the same Krishna descended as Lord Chaitanya and he is moving. He gave that kind of interpretation to this verse. By visiting Jagannath, one is freed from material existence, but not all men of all countries can come to Jagannath Puri and take darshan of Jagannath. Sometimes he would come out also on Ratha, and he goes up to Gundicha Margin, Gundicha temple. And again he will go back into Jagannath temple. So not everybody will be able to go inside the temple and see him. So Mahaprabhu moves from one country to another country. Mahaprabhu is going for South India Yatra personally or by his representative. Thus he is the moving Brahman, delivers the people of this world. Thus Swarup Damodar Goswami gave the meaning which is actually given by Saraswati Devi, a positive interpretation of this verse. Clear? He says body doesn't move, and that is Jagannath, and Lord Chaitanya is moving, he is the soul. That's what the poet said. But he gave another meaning. This meaning is clear? Both meanings are clear to all of you? Then, so sometimes it so happens that one who wants to chastise Krishna utters the holy name, and that utterance of holy name becomes the source of his liberation. Haram, haram. It's a condemnation. A word used by the Muslims to condemn something. That's what haram. But that Ram word, hey Ram or haram, that may be used for his salvation also sometimes. So upon hearing this proper explanation of Swarup Damodar Goswami, the Bengali poet fell down at his feet, and all the devotees took shelter of all of them, took a straw in his mouth. So this Bengali poet is not proud. He is not blasphemous. He doesn't have right understanding of the philosophy. And if he associates with devotees, he has hope he can improve. So he is accommodated. So seeing his humility, all the devotees accepted his association. Earlier they did tiraskar, they rejected him. Now they accepted. So when there is humility, there is acceptance. When there is pride, there is rejection. Simple. So he may have done a mistake, that's fine. But he has no pride while committing that mistake. He is innocent while committing that mistake. He is incomplete in his understanding while committing that mistake. And he is humble at heart. So he is accepted again. So committing mistake is not a disqualification to associate with devotees or to practice devotional service. But along with committing mistake, if there is justification on the part of the devotee, of that person, or if he is very proud or arrogant, then that is mistake, and he doesn't deserve the association of devotees. Right? So simple mistakes, honest mistakes, innocent mistakes should be forgiven, should be rectified, and the person should be admitted again. We can't reject them. This is what Lord Chaitanya and his associates are demonstrating. There is another such incident in the next chapter, 7th chapter. Like that.
Sei kavi sarvatyaji rahilani lachale gaura bhakta ganera kripa ki karete pare.
and that poet has given up everything and he stayed at Neelachal only. And all the devotees became so merciful towards him. Who can explain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya's devotees?
Yeita kailun pradyumna mishra vivaran. So Kaviraj Goswami is summarizing the chapter. In this chapter, I have spoken about Pradyumna Mishra, how he followed the order of Lord Chaitanya and heard Krishna Katha from Ramanandra.
And he also explained about the glorious characteristics of Ramanandra, through whom Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally described the limits of ecstatic love for Krishna. Okay. In the course of narration, I have also told about the drama of the Bengali poet. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Leela Amrite Rasaram Eka Leela Pravahe Vahe Sata Sata Dharam. So Mahaprabhu's pastimes are like Amrite Rasara, essence of nectar. From each pastime, hundreds of small rivulets will flow. One pastime he wanted to say, there are other pastimes embedded within it, are spoken along with it. Shraddha kariyai lila yei pade sune Gaura lila bhakti bhakta rasa tattva jnane Jane. Shraddha kari, if one hears all the leelas of Lord Chaitanya with shraddha, faith, then Gaura lila bhakti bhakta rasa tattva, he will understand. He will understand Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and the truth of devotional service and rasas. Sri Rupa Raghunada Padiyara Asa Chaitanya Charita Amrita Kahi Krishna Das. Thus we completed chapter number 5.